So just how do you go about making a podcast? We're going to answer that. And the answer isn't really surprising. There's a ton of ways to do it. And I'm doing it for the umpteenth time, it feels like, between this Jaeger Shots podcast, Carolina Stargate podcast, and some more I messed with over the years. Finally teaming up with my longtime co-conspirator, collaborator, Hollywood Wade, as he has the idea for crime and entertainment. And he's dragging me along with him to hopefully entertain you as best that we can. Finally, an interview podcast. I haven't done one of these where I talk to anybody in a while. So Wade, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here, Jaeger. I'm glad you finally came along on this venture. And I think, so far it's going very, very well. And I'm going to tell you the first thing you need when you're going to do a podcast and put all this together, before you do anything else, before you got one piece of equipment or you get on one piece of social media, you're going to need alcohol.
That's been what I learned in day one. Back in our radio days, you used to work me in radio, we had the law where you couldn't drink and operate a radio tower. Podcasts, all that went out the window. We started podcasting, and I do mean we, because you're around since year one, maybe 08, 07.
Absolutely.
And boozed up, and podcasting was just a reason to go meet people. And it still is. I feel like a lot of the other world caught up to this, because people used to tell me, I don't think podcast is a real word. Little did they know what was happening. And unfortunately, I didn't monetize this very well. So don't listen to me about how to make money making your podcast. But I wanted to ask you, so you've been a guest with me, how different is it? Or have you thought about how different it is being in, we'll just call it the lead chair or the host, versus being a guest on a show? Like, the dynamic is so different. You're keeping things on track. You're trying to make sure the train leaves and gets to the next city. Do you like that part of being on the lead chair or hosting?
I do, and to be honest with you, I haven't really been in the side chair, so I don't really know what that's like. This is my first podcast, and I know you have been doing this a while, and I've listened to yours in the past. I think I was actually a guest on one of yours way back when, but as far as on a continuous basis, I was never in the side chair, so this is my first leap in, and it's kind of been the main driver's seat, and there is a lot, and I can't stress that enough, a lot that goes into that? It.
Tell them, like, to, there's a difference between just getting on talking and getting on talking with things intentional, somewhat polished, just knowing where you want to go, what your roadmap is.
Absolutely, because as we learned early on in radio, you have to keep your audience on edge and invested in what you have to say. So if you don't have any sort of direction or a story, if you will, to keep them vested in what you're saying, it is not going to work. And I've spent countless hours writing and typing, trying to get things in a specific order to keep the audience engaged, because that is the main thing you want to do, is keep the audience engaged in what you're talking about.
So for those who don't know, with Crime and Entertainment, what name am I calling you, Chip? It doesn't matter. Hollywood over here, he's got more names than Lucifer, for crying out loud. So this guy will basically get the stories, go through them. I tried not to know as much going into, so I can react fresh. And that in itself is a little bit of a thing, so I don't just sit there and be like, oh gosh, Julie Willikers. I got to remember I'm also in the show. So that's a little bit different role for me too, to be, I will just say, co-host, side chair, but a little bit more of the backseat guy.
Yeah, there's some podcasts out there where you can tell that the co-host maybe has some scripted lines where they would just come in and kind of ask some generic questions. I'm not so sure if my good pal Jaeger didn't plan it this way, but it is. I put a lot of the work down. If he doesn't know about the subject matter, it is all straight off the cuff from his reactions. And one of the more recent episodes we've done was about a water park that basically would dismember your ass if you went down the right ride. And the reactions were pure genuine, and you just don't get some of that when every single thing is scripted. I might kind of have a direction where I want to go, but the whole key of this program that we're doing here is Jaeger does not fully know what's going on, so the reactions we're getting from him are genuine to the audience.
And it has to be that way too, because I'm a terrible actor. Like, yeah, I let everybody know when their surprise birthday party is and things like that. Part of that is I can't afford gifts all the time. But that's another story altogether. I want to touch on one more thing. People are always like, what do you need to podcast? So gear-wise is what they mean with that question. And the answer is so wide open. You literally can get started with your phone. Same thing with streaming and all that kind of stuff right there. Your phone might be your best available option, but it could also just flat out be the best option because it does so much stuff and you generally already have it. And of course, I'm talking about the smartphones, the Nokia flips from 2002. You might have a little bit of an issue. Also, how is that thing still working? I almost ran over mine one time. But I do an old school way of recording. Throw on computer, throw sound effects and music in. Not too complicated for this podcast. So anybody's listening, you, sir, have the Rodecaster Pro, which is a glorious piece of tech. Tell everybody a little bit about it.
Okay, so when I first started here, I dove into it and done a lot of research. And basically, you need a laptop, a fairly up-to-date one. I got some decent mics and some mic holders, but the one piece that I really like is what Jaeger just spoke on here, the Rodecaster Pro. Now, basically, your mics will plug into this, so it will record anything you say through the mic. Now, not only does it have four mic inputs, which is good in case you have more people on your podcast, it also has a media input, so you can input your computer, so anything you play from the computer will record. You can also hook it to Bluetooth, so if you have someone coming in on a call, you can put them on there. Or if you're actually playing something from your phone, you can also record that in there. Now, on the side, it has hotbeds. Now, it has eight hot buttons where if you want to record maybe a snippet of a certain show or a snippet of a certain soundbite that you want to play during your podcast, you don't have to go back and edit that in later. If you have a script and you know where it's going to go, you press that button, it plays, and you run right on through. Basically, this machine takes a lot of the extra work out. Now, it is a bit on the pricey side, so it's not something everybody's going to go hop on right off the bat. It retails for around $600, but I can tell you, if you're going to make this something that you're really passionate about and you're going to try to take podcasting to a next level, I cannot recommend the Rodecaster Pro enough. It is a great piece of equipment.
Not sponsored, but probably should be. And let me go ahead and say thank you so much for letting me bum off of your multi-mic setup, because I normally don't do it in the same room with people. We're vaccinated. And it is very nice to finally have the two-way face-to-face conversation and record a podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and get ready to wrap this thing up. Basically, the point is, just get started however you go about it. Get on podcasting. If you feel like it's something that you're really into, give it a shot. You don't have to drop a lot of money up front first. You can still even edit on your phone now that I think about it. There's apps for that as well. Just get going. And that's pretty much what we're all about here on the Jaeger Shots Podcast. Just helping you get off the ground and get going.
And if you run into any trouble, I can tell you right now, your best friend in life is YouTube. It can pretty much tell you how to do anything on any piece of equipment or running any piece of software. Use YouTube and it will never steer you wrong.
Woo! That is a great option. Wade, old pal, thanks for hanging out here with me.
Hey, pleasure's all mine, my friend.
The Jaeger Shots Podcast. You can listen. Goodness, throat's clearing up. You're getting thingy-ma-jiggy.
You sure you got vaccinated over there, pal?
We're giving the vaccine a test drive right now. Oh, tell everybody, we just did these commercials in the take after take after take. I almost snuck back into, let's cut this whole 10 minutes off and start from the top. Then I remember, whoa, it's a podcast. It's not necessary to do all that and record over and over. So you're on, and I am on the Crime and Entertainment Podcast as we reach almost 1 a.m. here, East Coast time. So look for that wherever you find your podcasts. We're probably the same place you're listening to this right here, the Jaeger Shots Podcast. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button over on the YouTubes, where I will also be talking about making this very podcast. We call it synergy in the business, folks. That's what we're doing right here. So head over to YouTube, the Jaeger Shots channel, to check that out. Apparel's available right now also on the JaegerShots.com website. It just got a full facelift. I took myself off of it, so it's even prettier. To check out the photography and this channel theme apparel that we have right here. Thank you again, Jim.
It's no problem. And as you mentioned, go out and like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram. Our bio on Instagram has a link tree to every platform that we're available. That's including YouTube, the Stitcher app, Apple Podcast, Spotify. If you got it and you're listening to it, you can best believe we're on there. So give us a listen.
All right. I love everybody. Go out here, get started on your creative endeavors, and just have a good time in life. I will speak with you all a little bit later on down the road.